Call it one and all tonight. It's hopping at the hall tonight. Dropping at the hall tonight. Disney's Halloween treat. Creatures on the prowl tonight. Features fair and foul tonight. They'll meet you there to howl tonight at Disney's Halloween treat. Black cats and bats and ghosts make most attractive hosts.
They're dying for a dance with you,
so play that haunting refrain.
Now it's time for Disney's Halloween treat.
Like Generation with Uncle Sarah. host, Uncle Sam.
Hey group, it's me, your pal Uncle Salem. We're a couple weeks out from Halloween, which is fun and exciting. Of course, you know the routine. We're in October. This is going to be a Halloween show. Right now I'm sitting here watching TCM, watching Abbott Costello meet Frankenstein for the 437th time or whatever. And I'm excited because this is episode 200 of Blank Generation. Episode 200, which is... It's kind of crazy to think about that it's been going, we've been going on for so long, since pre-pandemic. And I'm happy that you joined me here today for the celebration. I would like to thank a few people. First of all, I want to thank everybody at Solid State Radio, because it's really cool, the opportunity that I was given. I want to thank Daniel from Spock Rock Radio, who played the show, you know, for quite a while, at least a year there on his station. I would like to thank Paul Champion and Snord for the theme song and the continued support. That cool little ditty you hear at the beginning of most of Blank Generation shows, that is Snord and Paul Champion. And I would like to thank Hissing Cockroach, who is a friend of mine and also supplies us with many wonderful ditties that we love, and we love to play all year long, not just on Halloween time. But it is around Halloween time, and there's many more people to thank. I mean, my kids are on every episode, you know, super thankful for them. They're super cool. We could do that all day, and I want to play some Halloween stuff for you. I want to do kind of what we do around Halloween, where we try to go some stretches where it's just immersing you in that Halloween magic and Halloween spirit. And to start off, we're going to start right out with Snord, because this is something that, this is a song that I listen to all year round. And you know, I'm telling the truth, go to my Facebook page, if you know me, Paul Canellis, and check out my song. It's always Born Halloween by Snord. I love this song. Happy Halloween. I'm Blank Generation. 200th episode!
Thank you. This morning, Billy looked like any other boy, but as the moon rose, he turned into a werewolf. He used new Pa's Halloween makeup kits. His friends did too. Look, Mike's a vampire. Amy's a ghost. Pa's makeup is safer than masks. It never blocks vision, and it's hypoallergenic too. So watch your kids turn into the creatures they really are with new Pa's Halloween makeup kits.
Once upon a time there was a talking man.
His name was Ichabod
Crane. He said, "Brother McGout, you better let me be
the headless horseman's Aberdeen."
Choice.
Susie and the Banshees, Spellbound. That's a classic. That's one you gotta listen to every Halloween, right? Or maybe it's just me, I don't know. And we also had The Legend of Sleepy Hollow in there, the Monotones. Man, that one just, it gets me going. It has such a cool groove, and it just feels so Monster Kid. It's good stuff by the Monotones. Right now, let's listen to something. You know, I don't think I've ever played this song before, weirdly, on Blank Generation, which is funny because of the complaints that I've gotten about playing too much Misfits. But here we go. Speaking of too much horror business on Blank Generation 200 and Halloween.
I heard so much about you, I feel as if we have already met.
Across Indiana enjoy a variety of Halloween traditions. But if you miss out on this one, you're not a real Hoosier.
Good evening.
Sammy Terry presents Fright Night, Halloween night at 10 on Indiana's 4.
People and really wrecked a different sleeper. close your eyes. I'm going too, and I'm right here. No way to lose. Release control. We're breaking through.
Train. Woo. Scream, lonely screams, as the train screeches to a halt. So that old whistle blows into that haunted depot. Getting on that train is all your fault. On this terror train, this terror train, this Transylvania terror train.
Right, how do you spend Halloween?
Well, I guess I spend it like most other parents in the United States. I stand by the door with a large sack full of jelly beans and candy ready to get rid of the kids by trick-or-treat.
Well, you're described as a very fine actor, yet you ham it up a lot in horror pictures.
Well, I don't think that's so bad. As a matter of fact, most of the horror pictures I've made have been based on the writings of one of the greatest American writers, Edgar Allan Poe. And they are, shall we say, baroque. I wouldn't quite say they were hammy.
Now that you're in Toronto, do you find anything particularly scary here?
In Toronto? Just the traffic. That's scary all over the world. Of course, I come from Los Angeles where we invented it, so I don't know why I should be scared by Toronto traffic, except there's something pretty frightening about that way in from the airport.
Well, you played in a lot of horror films. Does playing the role of a vampire or werewolf bother you in real life?
Yes. Well, not at all. I don't think that anybody else has shorter teeth than I do, do you? They're wearing them long this year.
We'll be right back. I say, brother, and it's just because I'm a human fly, and I don't know why. I got 96 tears and 96 eyes. I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane, and I don't like a ride, so push the best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare, cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock. I'm a human fly, I still feel why. I say buzz, and it's just because I'm an unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say fly tonight, and I say pocket right, and I say but I don't know why. Don't know why.
Here comes the boogeyman. Here comes the boogeyman. Here comes the boogeyman. You can, it's the boogeyman. I passed by the graveyard last night now. Three bodies lay side by side. Two bodies just seemed to lay there. But this other body started to rise. You better get back. Please don't wake your brothers. You get up at night making weird sounds. Soon you're gonna make this a real ghost town. Ice water, is that on your menu?
The Cadillacs. Here comes the boogeyman. It's just the boogeyman, but it sounds better that way. I guess that was a segment featuring the Cadillacs, the Cramps, and Captain Clegg. It was accidental, but there you go. It lined up in such a wonderful way. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Blank Generation. And we're rolling right now. We're going to keep it going with some more Halloween goodies, like we said. I was going to say tricks and treats, but everyone says that. So, you know, it's Halloween magic, right? Anyone else feel that Halloween magic? Well, if you don't, this might help you out. You take a little stroll right now with the Revels. Midnight Stroll, Blank Generation.
Just got off from work, it was awful late. I had to pass the cemetery gate. The sky was dark and the moon was bright. It was a very, very cold. Dressed in a top hat,
hold on to your seat, because it's that time of year. Time to say,
hey, 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 it's Fat Albert, Halloween special!
And the climax of the Fright Night festivities will be to get you-know-who!
It's the Halloween scene.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said, I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. He gave me this advice. He said that you can keep your love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart, so I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. He taught me what to say. My friend, witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart, so I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah.
That was great hair, you guys, by the way. Loving it, loving it. See, she knows. Awesome. After I crawl into bed, he's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. I remember it right. We had just gotten back off tour that night. So the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summoned up the posse and got us the movie. I got Eddie, Scott, Gina, Betty Rock, got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. So we dipped to the theater, sat to ill. We saw Elm Street and Nana was deaf. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, I began the nightmare on my street. in the room like an oven. That's a slack, man. I was walking, checked the clock. It had stopped at 12:30. It had melted. It was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab the juice for a Coke. Flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. He said,
"You got my favorite colors, and now you must starve."
Man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. I broke outside of my bra and screamed so long, cause
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will play. You've got the body, and I've got the brains.
I said, "Yo, friend, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody when nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt." I pat him on the shoulder, said, "Thanks for stopping by." Then I opened up the door and said, "Take care, guy, he got mad, you bet he's on. My shirt." I laughed at first and I thought, "Hold up, that hurts. This wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. So Freddy, pal, it's an awful mistake here." No further words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through the door, then jumped on my bed, pulled the covers up over my head and said, "Oh, please do something with Fred." He came to the door, went through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and in silence was a whole new day. And I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, till I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street.
Mighty Dashner. that's the Mighty Dashner punk group that we play around with here and then. That's me on drums and Freddy voice. That's my sister Kid from Free Will, special guest vocalist on that one. And before that we had, what do we have? The Witch Doctor? I think it was the Witch Doctor. I don't know. Who knows? It's the Halloween show. So we're just pulling it out and doing it. All right, I apologize for that. Here's Rocky Erickson. Rocky Erickson, one of the true dark hearts of rock music, in my opinion. This one is called The Wind and More. I'm Blank Generation.
More than a thousand before. Objects moving without the wind, blowing from the newspaper to the door. Welcome to Channel 7's lugubrious mausoleum of horror. This is the secret place where we store our forbidden collection of films calculated to scare you to death. Tonight's movie is entitled The Hands of the Ripper. It's a charming tale about Anna, the daughter of Jack the Ripper. Anna's no angel either, as you'll shortly see.
Joining me for this 200th episode of Blank Generation. 2 weeks away from Halloween, so you know we're going all Halloween specials for the next couple weeks. Hope you enjoyed this. See you back here next Saturday, 6 o'clock p.m. on Solid State Radio. blankgeneration.net. Check the Facebook page, Blank Generation with Uncle Salem, for more details and upcoming shows.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Call it one and all tonight. It's hopping at the hall tonight. Dropping at the ball tonight. Disney's Halloween treat. Creatures on the prowl tonight. Each is fair and foul tonight. They'll meet you there to howl tonight at Disney's Halloween treat. Black cats and bats and ghosts make most attractive hosts.
They're dying for a dance with you.
So play that haunting refrain. Tricks and treats to try tonight. We'll be riding high tonight. Your spirit's gonna fly tonight. Disney's Halloween treat. Disney's Halloween treat.
Salem, and it's one week closer to Halloween, Halloween,